This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day. What a huge weekend along the Gulf Coast. Every track's out there running, and it's been great so far. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Southern Raceway, which, by the way, has the winged sprint cars. The Cajuns are coming. Jay Wells will be on the show here later just to tell us about it. A great night last night. It was $5 night at Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryan standing by to talk about that. Also, a big night tonight with the Pro Late Models, and you'll love the way these guys are running at Mobile with the 2030s. We'll explain that a little bit. Also, we've also got, of course, the Bombers, the Sportsmen, the Modifieds, and tonight, once a year, they have the Demolition Derby. It's going to be huge tonight at Mobile International Speedway. This usually packs out the stands, so you want to get there early. Also, Joe McCardle will be on from Sunny South Raceway. A big race night last night at the Bullring, and congratulations to Darrell Blaine. Wins his first win in the mini stock, so congratulations. We'll talk about that run. And NASCAR K&N Pro E Series is coming. These are the guys that are the future of the sport in NASCAR, and you're going to see these cars next Friday at Five Flag Speedway. Some of the drivers are going to be in that race, will be with us, including Brandon Jones. Now, he last weekend was driving the truck at Dover, started 29th. Tell me this boy can't drive. He finished 4th, really close to 3rd, and also the guy is actually on top of the points, the current points leader, Ben Rhodes, is going to be joining us, and he had a win just at Bowman Gray, and you know how crazy that place is. So that's who's scheduled on the show. Lots to cover in an hour, so I know we're going to bring in Tim Bryan, who already has his cup full of coffee right next to you. How are you, buddy?
Hey, the adrenaline's pumping already, Kane. We had a great night of racing last night at Five Flag Speedway, and expecting more of the same tonight at MIS.
Well, and a great crowd, too, and always a crowd pleaser, $5 night. And how about those vintage cars? And let me tell you, those guys brought 12 cars, but unbelievable the bad luck they had. And I was talking with the owner of the series, and she felt so bad. It's like everyone was having the mechanical issues were out in that class, but in other classes, too. But, boy, it hurt the vintage, but they put on a great show.
Yeah, always hate to see people drop out, before the feature race starts. But you know what? That's racing, and those that were left put on a great show. Ben Spears, interesting story about Ben Spears. His dad, David Spears, once operated Five Flag Speedway. Probably a little known trivia there. But so he kind of grew up around the place. This was back in the late 80s, I think, early 90s. But a good win for Ben Spears. Thumper Grice, a guy we're pretty familiar with. He's been racing at Sunny South some. Made a strong showing last night, ran second. Jerry Venable, who sat on the pole last night, ended up with a third-place finish. We like watching those vintage cars, and they'll be back here one more time before the end of the season. As a matter of fact, it'll be August 22nd. They'll be back at Five Flags.
Let me ask you, are they coming to Mobile? Is there a plan to try to bring them to that track?
We're talking with the Southern Vintage Racing Association about that. They certainly, I think, could bring an a level of excitement to MIS. The track's a little bigger. They're somewhat intimidated by Five Flags, and you and I both know MIS is even faster. Ooh. So, it's kind of on the discussion block at this point.
Well, when you got to think of dominating performances this year. I want to talk and go straight to the pro truck race. I had a good field of trucks, and when we were out there racing, you got to think of a couple people that are been up front the whole time. Obviously, you've got J.J. Day, who has had the gremlins on him all year long. He has not had the luck. He has qualified fast. He gets the pole. If he draws a six, he goes all the way to the back, drives up in two laps. Mechanical. That guy's got the gremlins.
Man, sometimes it's just on your back, and it's hard to shake, and certainly that's the case with the Day racing team. But as folks that may go back a few years remember, a great racer used to come down here from Birmingham named Ray Putnam. Ray always had a great attitude. He'd just laugh and say, "Hey, at least I was leading when I fell out."
There you go. You got to have that. But those guys will get those things figured out. I mean, JJ can drive anything from a go-kart to a late model. So
well, certainly it worked out for Oakie Mason, who was so busy last night, hopping from seat to seat. We ran heats for the trucks, we ran features, heats for the modifieds and features, and I mean, I tell you what, he probably wore out his seat belts last night, but always a popular guy in victory lane is Oakie Mason.
And every time he comes out, he always gives thanks to the Lord. I think that's cool. You don't see much of that from the drivers, and he always makes a point to do that. And it's always a tradition, after a great night of racing, well, you gotta meet up at the Waffle House, and last night was no different at Five Flags. You had half the track there, and I talked with Brandon Fowler, and what a run that he had. And yeah, no surprise, he's leading the points, and he won another race. But boy, I tell you what, he had to earn it. And I got to give props to Shane Art, who was doing everything he could. He drove it so hard, coming out of the white flag lap to the checkered out of four, slamming it down, nails the wall, and doesn't even lift.
It's funny you should use the word slamming, because I was down in turn one near stop and go during that sportsman feature last night. And when Shane Ard come through that corner trying to chase down Brandon Fowler, it looked like slamming Sammy Swindell going through the corners on a dirt track. The front tires were just a-working on that car. He was giving it all she had.
Yeah, but that was a great run, and again, a good field of cars. And so far, the sportsman class, you know, you haven't seen a very familiar guy who's been off for a while, and the kids miss those trophies, don't they?
They absolutely do. Steve Buttrick is kind of taking on a part-time role this year, taking on a new full-time role as a charter boat captain. Yep. So many of the nights when we drop the green flag, Steve's, you know, 50 to 100 miles out in the Gulf of Mexico. You know, he'll be back occasionally. And, you know, when somebody says to Steve Buttrick, I don't think anybody can beat Brandon Fowler,
next week. That's exactly it. Oh, my class, obviously my favorite class, the Bombers. We'll be having the Kane Motorsports car out at Five Flags at Mobile tonight. But last night, you guys had a great field of cars. I want to say 13 or 14 cars. And not since 2006 did this winner win.
Man, I'll tell you what, when Michael Nelson took the lead early, who it looks like it's Michael Nelson's year, coming off the championship season last year, started out with a few top threes but no wins, and then all of a sudden he hit victory lane, and he's got two or three of them, and it just looks like everything's going his way. He's out front. You think, well, this one's over, but Robert Balcom had other ideas.
Yeah, and again, a pretty clean race, and there was just contact with the 6 car and the 11 car, and just one of those racing things. That was the only caution. So, you know, I want to talk about, obviously, MIS, a big night coming, but before we get there, you know, I'm excited to have a couple of those NASCAR Can-Am Pro E Series drivers that are coming in, and I'm going to talk to Ben Rhodes and also Brandon Jones this morning. I'm going to ask him a little bit about what the cars are about and how they are. For the fans that are coming in, it's a big race night, and it's got the NASCAR feel, very close to the Snowball Derby on a regular Friday night show. Tell us about what to expect with these cars on your track.
Well, I tell you, as I stated earlier, you know, we're already under under preparation for next Friday night. We do have tickets, and by the way, we'll be selling advance tickets, the discounted advance tickets, tonight at MIS in the grandstand area for next Friday night's Pensacola 150 K&N Pro Series East race. But these cars, they look just like nationwide cars.
Yeah.
You've said it best at the opening of your show. This is the future of NASCAR. Mm-hmm. These guys, this is, of course, where Kyle Larson went through, Chase Elliott. The list goes on and on of the drivers that have come through the NASCAR Pro Series. You know, we're really looking forward to it. They're going to be coming in on Thursday night. They'll be parking their haulers and setting up their pits and parking the haulers outside like we do at Snowball. So Friday when you get to the racetrack, you'll see pit road without having to look over all the big haulers down there. So, you know, that's going to be a cool feel. The best part about the whole thing, Kane, is we're able to share the stage. Our super stocks, the Sportsman and Bomber guys, are going to be sharing the stage with the NASCAR boys next Friday night. We're going to have a big autograph session. All those guys will be up on the front straight away.
Wow.
It's just going to be a phenomenal night.
Well, it will be. And I know we want to shift gears to go to Mobile International Speedway next. Man, you're doing it tonight. $1,500 to win Demolition Derby on top of everything else. And from what I've heard, some boys from up north Alabama says we're coming to take that money.
Man, I tell you what, our old buddy, Mr. Hollingsworth, James Hollingsworth, he carried the money home last night, last year, with his demolition team. He's going to have his work cut out for him tonight. We've had calls from all over the place. We're expecting a pretty good field of cars for the Demolition Derby tonight. It'll be a great way to cap off what should be a good night of racing.
Well, and you guys always do a great job, and what we do is you load up the cars real quick after you race, and it only takes maybe 10 minutes for all those haulers to get out of the middle of the pits. And what's great about it is the fans can come onto the track, and they get right on the pit wall, and they can watch exactly as close as they want to, next to getting into the cars, essentially. And it's always fun. You see the sparks, you see a couple little fires, and I tell you what, you don't...
And then the Demolition Derby starts.
Are you talking about the Bombers again? Turn one, four wide? Oh, my gosh, guys. If you're listening, let's get through turn one tonight, all right? Hey, also, five features. I mean, you're doing it all tonight. You've got qualifying. You got heats. You got features. Let's talk about this new way. Well, not new way, but the way you're doing the pro late models, because it seems pretty popular with the fans.
Well, I'll tell you, it makes for some exciting racing. Yeah. I mean, Humpy Wheeler says you need four or five passes for the lead in every feature race, and you know that's a kind of an old school thought. Although that's what the fans want and deserve, so I guarantee you, at least in the second feature, you're going to see plenty of that. The first feature lines up by qualifying, fastest man on the pole. The second feature is a complete invert of the first one, so in essence, the fastest guy is going to be starting in the rear. So makes that 30 lap feature all the more exciting.
You guys had a ton of modifieds at Five Flags last night. Probably the biggest crowd I've seen since the Derby. And you're running them again tonight at Mobile. No carnage, really, from that class. And you had a driver. I don't think she'll be here because she was just prepping for the Five Flags Speedway Big Snowball Derby. But you had a driver all the way from Brownsburg, Indiana. That's like just south of Indianapolis. Reason why she came? Oh, I'm just getting ready for the Derby.
Poppy Racing LLC, a husband and wife team. Yeah. And it was good to see him here. But I tell you what, we are going to have a good field of cars tonight. And man, what can you say about Brandon Howell?
Oh,
he hadn't had the opportunity to race this year, and he took off like a rocket last night.
Yeah.
And a big win for Charlie McAdams and his team. Jeff Letson, former Snowball Derby winner, probably one of the most renowned modified drivers in the Southeast, ran second last night. And, of course, Donnie Hamrick run third, and you know, he'll be looking for redemption tonight because those guys raced to win. Our points leader, Oki Mason, run fourth. And also want to make a call out to Billy Melvin, who won last year's Snowball Derby. Run second last year to Donnie Hamrick, but won the year before. Another great modified racer who was down for the doubleheader weekend. He'll be at MIS tonight, so it'll be a real shootout.
Well, and, of course, you got to do the Bombers here real quick and the Sportsman. Sportsman class, again, you're looking who's coming over again. Brandon Fowler said he's coming to take that money and keep that points lead.
Well, certainly he's got his work cut out for him. Mark Barnhill's having a phenomenal year in that three car, so he's definitely the marked man. And Red Dog Reynolds is right there too. You know, it's gonna be a real battle royal there. And then, of course, you know, we haven't really had a chance to talk much about the bounty on B.J. Latham. Somebody's gonna collect it tonight. Yeah. A big purse for the Bomber race tonight. So, you know, I think we'll see probably a few guys we don't normally see in the house.
Yeah, it's I think his new name is B.J. Jimmy Johnson Latham. I think that's what we've decided to call him. So, but they're doing their homework, and they've got it done. They're doing it right. So, and you've got to think of other guys out there that could beat him. Maybe his teammate, Gene Denmark, Donnie Phillips, that five car. No. Hey, 500 to win, that's worth it. We'll do what we can. But the rules are, he's got to be running at the end of the show.
You know, there's something about that number five all week long. Of course, you know, it started last night. It might as well carry over to tonight. You know, five could win the five.
I'd love that. Hey, what time do the fans need to come out tonight?
Gates are going to open at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and of course we start our racing program at 7 o'clock, and there's going to be plenty of racing going on, and of course, as you said, we'll end it with a big Demolition Derby.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Tim. Go get a couple more minutes rest, and we'll see the track in a few hours.
Hey, looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night.
There you go, Tim Bryan with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway as we now take to the bull ring. Joe McCardle with Sunny South Raceway had a huge night, great car count, and a good amount of fans in the stands. We're going to find out how that was. NASCAR K&M coming, and how about it? Jay Wells with Southern Raceway. He's got the Cajuns coming, and we have free tickets to the show. I'll tell you how you can win them coming up. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing, and they're out of Kannapolis, North Carolina. Thrilled to be racing with those guys again for our third year and fourth year, I think. But we appreciate all those guys and all the volunteer fire department folks all around the country. NASCAR K&N Pro and East Series is coming again next Friday over at Five Flag Speedway. Scheduled still to be on the show, the points leader Ben Rhodes and also Brandon Jones. Jay Wells from Southern Raceway has the Cajun Wing Sprinters tonight. If you go onto my Facebook page right now, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. That's K-A-N-E. You'll see a picture. Look down the post there, and you'll see a picture of a couple of sprint cars tangled up, and put your name down there. And when we get on with Jay here at the end of the show, we're going to pick one person to get two tickets to go to the show tonight. So always fun there. Big racing last night at the Bull Ring, the little track. Sunny South Raceway, Joe McCardle joins us, and some excitement on the track, a couple of hurt feelings, some bent-up cars, but another typical Friday night track, baby.
another Friday night.
That's right. And you had all the classes last night, too. So, and before we even get into that, your next show is going to be big, too. 2 weeks, June 20th, Double Points, and the Vintage Cars.
For sure, man. We got the Vintage Cars coming back. Like I said, it's Double Points again.
Yeah. Well, how about it? Let's talk about it. I want to know what happened last night. I want to talk about the mini stock class. New winner, but how did that go down?
We had a brand new winner last night, Darrell Blaine,
yep,
in the 8 car, and him in the 22 met out on the track, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Met a couple, two or three times side by side, and then some kind of way the 22 was in the lead. We don't know how it happened, but the 22 got spun out.
Mm.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. Both them guys worked with me at GCR.
Oh, man.
And I made the big announcement. They come Monday morning, lunchtime at GCR. We would have something to talk about.
Yeah, you think? Well, in that class has had some car issues. We just haven't had as many cars as what we've seen in the past couple of years. But it seems like people are starting to get them out there. I've seen on Facebook people selling them, moving them, and starting to race again.
Right. You know, I don't know. You can't put your finger on it.
Oh,
we've
sure.
had two cars sold in the last 2 months, and neither car has raced at our track after being sold.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know what the deal is. But, yeah, we have a low car count in that class, and I want to thank the people that does, you know, replace the engines when they blow up. We had the old one there last night, Dale Johnson.
Yeah.
Had nothing but trouble last night. But you know what? Come feature time, he was there. He made one lap and he came off the track.
Hey.
This man had trouble last night from day one, from practice on through the night. But he keeps coming back, and that's what we need.
Yep.
We have the 22. He's on his third engine already this year.
Gosh.
He keeps coming back. Darrell Blaine rebuilt his engine over the winter, and so far it's holding together. But I appreciate what they're doing, but at the same time, the car count's down. I don't really know the answer there.
But you're not having any problems with our legends, and actually this year with the Bando class, you've seen more Bandos coming, and they're coming from all over.
We had Bandos last night, the 42. Lyman Ramsey hooked up with his grandfather's Pressler. They were there last night. In fact, he won his first feature last night.
Really? Good job.
Yeah, and then we had the little girl from Pensacola, uh-huh, Michaela Michael, who, you know, came out of go-karts,
yep,
but drove a Bandolero last night for the first time ever and finished the race.
Wow. Wow, that's saying something, because it's a lot different than a go-kart.
All right. And the legends, what can I say about them? That being my favorite class.
Mm-hmm.
We had 10 of them last night, and Hunter Lewis put on a show again. My grandson finally got his stuff together and led probably maybe 10 laps.
Great.
And then finished second. But we were... I was proud of the legends last night. I like the legends. I'm telling you the truth.
You better. You got a couple cars you built in the class.
Yeah, we had two legends, but I love them.
You know,
Pro Challenge, Bryce Dulabon.
Really? How about Bryce? Good for him.
Bryce Dulabon won the heat, won the feature. I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
There were two cars there last night, the 2 and the 3, both owned by Mr. Elmore,
mm-hmm,
that kind of went together there and said, look, we're going to give you guys a sporting chance. We're going to run the old tires tonight.
Oh, and it worked.
Right. But Bryce Dulabon forgot that he was on old tires,
mm-hmm.
and it took him longer.
Yeah.
He started on the rear, and he's still gone through.
Bryce can drive anything. He's like J.J. Day. You put him in a car, he's going to go.
Bryce, little wheel man. Really. Well,
how about our young guns? You know, the class that we started here just a couple of years ago, obviously we're talking about the Pro Challenge, or not the Pro Challenge, but the Mini Mites.
Mighty Mites.
Or Mighty Mites, I'm sorry.
Mighty,
that's right.
Mighty Mites. Let me tell you, we had three last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have a brand new Mighty Mite last night, Myers, Nolan Myers, number 12. His dad wasn't painting the car bright yellow, so you can see him.
That's a good idea right
his,
there.
Yeah. Started his first race last night and finished it, along with Gannon Polk. And we had, I can't even think of his name right now. Wow, that's terrible. But anyway, we had three of them last night.
Well,
now, you remember we started out with 10 of them.
Wow.
2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and they're all moving up.
They're all, well, we had six junior ones, mm-hmm. who were the Mighty Mites last year.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a good class to get in. We still have Trip Moody out there.
Yeah.
I know who, J.D. DeVitt.
Oh, yeah, DeVitt. I know that name.
Yeah, DeVitt. You know who DeVitt is. Yep. Past champion of Mobile. He got his son out there. But the Mighty Mites are coming along. We're supposed to have another one being built. So it's a good class. And like I say, if you want to run that little kid, that grandson, granddaughter, son or daughter, there's a place to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a good car.
Well, and then one more class, how did the go-karts do?
Go-karts. Go-kart numbers are down. From what I understand, three of the best drivers or the good drivers here in town worked Friday night.
Oh, gosh darn.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes
a
difference.
At the same time, it's probably a good thing because if they come out the last two or three races, a little number 17 black car out there, a little driver named Tatum Wilson.
Jeez, yeah.
They don't have nothing for him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably a good thing that they work and stay home, save their money.
Yeah, save that tire money. Well, we've got to run, Joe, but we got 2 weeks. Again, the next one's going to be June 20th. Again, the Vintage Cars, which ran last night at Five Flag Speedway, will be there. Obviously,
right.
SunnySouthRaceway.org. Any practice time for those guys before they come, or are you just going to let them run?
Tell them to call us.
Okay.
We'll make them a deal.
There you go. Joe, man, you have a great rest of the weekend, and we appreciate it as always. All right, there you go. That's Joe McArdle. And again, Sunny South Raceway, if you've never been there, is a great place. They're training tomorrow's racers today. Now, some of tomorrow's NASCAR stars, NASCAR K&N Pro and E-Series, well, they are coming right around the corner next Friday at Five Flag Speedway. We've got Ben Rhodes as well. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, like we mentioned, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And Kane Motorsports, yeah, that's who we race with through Kannapolis. And again, we're raising money for awareness for the volunteer fire departments all around the world. So it's pretty cool. Check them out also online. Again, usfdracing.org. And like them on Facebook, too. Still to come, Jay Wells, the new promoter of Southern Raceway in Milton. Man, they're welcoming the circus tonight. The Cajun Wing Sprint Cars are tonight. It's a huge show. The dirt looks good. I've seen them already out there on Facebook, and they're working on the track as we speak. And I've got free tickets tonight. If you go to Facebook and look us up at Full Throttle Racing with Kane, that's K-A-N-E, and just put your name on where you see the two Wing Sprint Cars there on my page. By the next 15 to 20 minutes, we're going to set you guys up with some tickets. So I'm excited about next Friday at Five Flag Speedway. The NASCAR K&N Pro E-Series is coming, and there's a guy that's been at this track before, and he's had some dominating experience, not in just these cars, but in trucks and late models, and I'm thrilled to have him. And he's a big part of you might recognize these names. Oh, let's say Cale Gale, Bubba Gale, Ream. I'm honored to have a young Brandon Jones on the air with us. And Brandon, man, congratulations, first of all. Oh, what do y'all do the past couple of weeks? We started 29th at Dover, drove our butts off to 4th, and then you go to Bowman Gray and do it again.
Yeah, those are definitely, I think, the most opposite short tracks you can go to right there. Those are definitely pretty different. But you know, thanks for having me on today, and looking forward to it.
Well, let's see. You know, a lot of people know who Brandon Jones is because you got that very familiar ream on the hood. You got the black car, and obviously Bubba and everyone that Bubba Gale and Cale Gale is involved with. You seem to have a built-in fan base along the Gulf Coast, and every time you've come to race at Five Flags, and I think I've seen you at Mobile as well. You've got these fans, and they recognize you. And and at your age, how old are you, Brandon?
Just turned 17 in February.
So. Okay, 17 years old. You're living the dream at such an early age. What kind of adjustments as a young driver? Because you started off not in go-karts, but you actually started off how?
We actually start off in the Super Truck Series, mm-hmm. A little different than everybody else usually does. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, everybody kind of goes to the go-karts and then up to late models and all that. But we did the Super Truck Series in the Southeast, kind of in Georgia in the beginning, you know, and like you said, with Cale and Bubba. And they really helped us a lot for the first year, you know, really helping me get laps and learning, you know, just how to race around people. Because definitely never done that before, and that was really different to learn all that. But they did a really, really good job, and obviously it's starting to pay off here.
How did the bug bite you? How did you know you wanted to get in and do this racing disease?
Well, I went to a few races when I was pretty little and got into the pits a few times, and I got to walk around there and definitely just fell in love with it right when I saw it. And I've always loved cars, you know, so just kind of fell in love with it and got to experience a little different side of it at an early age, I guess.
Can you explain to some of the fans, you know, what I've tried to tell folks about, you know, well, what can we expect to Friday night at Five Flag Speedway with the NASCAR K&N Series? These cars are, the best way I can tell is like older nationwide cars. Not saying like old, but you know, I'm saying that kind of body style. What are the differences between the cars you guys are bringing Friday night to what they might see in a super or a pro late model race?
Right. Well, I mean, they definitely have a lot of horsepower, but they're also a really, really heavy car, you know. So you got to definitely get pretty aggressive, I feel, with them. And all the cars are extremely equal in the K&N Series. So it takes a lot to get around people and pass, and you know, restarts are pretty crucial in that car, and take every spot you can get pretty quick, because top 10, man, you're going to have to really fight to get positions for sure. So maybe a little beat and banging, but I don't know. I've never really seen this car at Pensacola yet, so you know, it'll be a little different to see what it's like.
So obviously setup's a lot different with the heavier cars, but I mean with the speed that almost makes up for it, because they really look pretty darn quick around the track.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're, like I said, you know, they're heavy, but they got the big brakes, too. So, kind of like a, like you said, old nationwide car plus a super combined, I think.
Yeah, that's, if that doesn't get you out to the stands to watch these guys, man, you need to just forget about racing. Let me ask you, Bowman Grain. It's got to be an experience just to go and watch a race there. I saw last weekend two modifieds. It's all over the web. They took each other out, you know, for the win at the end. The lady punches one, the wife punches a guy in the stomach at victory lane. The crowd's going nuts. It's like old Romans times at that place. Flat track. What is that like to drive, and especially with one of these heavy cars?
Yeah, that was pretty different, you know.
You had to love that. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, you know. We somehow we came off at the fourth place. We got turned around a few times and lost the lap, and it just kept cycling through, and we ended up, you know, top five. But it's crazy, you know, with that heavy car. I think it may be just a little too big, honestly, for it, but it's definitely a blast. And that place is so crazy how it packs the fans in. You can be in the car under caution or whatever, and you can hear the fans just screaming inside the car.
That's so
pretty
cool.
Crazy.
That's got a big
awesome.
Smile on your face. No kidding. Well, I want to talk about your crazy schedule. You're not only doing the NASCAR K&N, but you also, like I said, driving in the trucks. Dover must have been an awesome ride. Did you like the track, and how does that fit your driving style?
Yeah, that place was it's always been awesome. You know, last year we ran that in the K&N car, and I think we finished seventh there last year, so... You know, I had a little bit of experience going into it, but it's awesome. I don't think it's a short track at all. You know, they consider it as one, but it's definitely not. I think in the trucks we were probably going about 170, 180, you know, so place is pretty fast. And but it fits my driving style pretty well. You know, the radial tire in the truck series that don't really have a lot of fall off, and it's a little more forgiving, I think. So, you know, you can just stay driving it the whole time, but you definitely got to stay focused and just get into a rhythm as well.
Let's talk about your sponsors and who helps you out besides, obviously, the Gales.
Definitely, you know, Dover, XI came on board, you know, and hopefully they can do a few more races this year. That was pretty cool for them to do that for that race, and, you know, got a top five for them at that. And in the K&N side, Wolfpack Energy Services, been helping out a little bit and coming on board, so definitely got to thank both of those guys and everyone at Terra Scott Motorsports and Shane Huffman, my crew chief. You know, he's came on board this year and is doing one hell of a job, you know, so I got to thank all those guys as well.
What's your next race after this with K&N and also with the trucks? Do you have more truck races planned for this year?
Yeah, we have a few more truck races, and actually got to add in a few more ARCA races as well this year. So get our feet wet and a little more horsepower, and go try that out a little bit as well.
Well, we appreciate you coming on board. Real quick, when I say Chris Carter, what do you think?
Crazy. How about that?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, I want to thank you for helping us get you on the show. I know you've got a crazy schedule. I can't wait to shake your hand and see you down there Friday night. Good luck, and we'll see you down there at Five Flag Speedway, buddy.
Awesome, man. Once again, thanks for having me on today. Hope you have a great day.
Glad to do it. And again, you'll be able to catch this interview again later today at usfdracing.org. And unfortunately, we ran out of time. Ben Rhodes, we will probably get him on after the show next Saturday, talk about what he thought. Current point leader right now, NASCAR K&N Pro E-Series. So coming up next, the Wing Cajun Sprint Cars. Man, this is going to be a huge show. If you like doing it in the dirt, well, Southern style, we've got you covered and free tickets. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, podcast later at usfdracing.org. Excited to have the Kane Motorsports car, the number 5, McDonald's Pull Apart. Thank you to those guys. Bay City Collision, Perkins Hurricane Landing, right there in Bay Minette. Also, Metro Glass of Mobile, ShareGodsPower.com, a very strong website. Alabama Team Challenge and Auto Painter Supply. Several other little folks that are helping us. We appreciate it. And currently, we've quietly snuck into second behind B.J. Latham in the points. So, but from second to fourth, it is so close. There's some good racing going on with some other drivers. So we're looking forward to another exciting beating and banging night. And again, see if B.J. can get that $200 for himself or not. Good luck to all the Bomber drivers tonight. Let's go put on a good show. Now, tonight, if you're heading to the dirt, there's one place you got to go. Jay Wells has got the circus coming to Southern. And I'm excited. Jay, good morning, man. The Cajun Wing Sprint Cars. You and I have a love for these cars like some people just don't understand.
Man, I tell you, look, that is like one of the most exciting shows on dirt. Yeah. The Cajuns are fast, crazy, wild. Just every word you could think of to describe insanity on dirt, and it applies.
Yeah, and tonight's going to be a good night. We were going to get a driver on today, but tell me what happened. He won last night.
Well, yeah, he did. Actually, they raced in Hattiesburg last night, and it's Terry Gray, 13-time sprint car champion in various series. I believe now somewhere in the neighborhood of 351 feature win events, or feature event wins. Has a teammate, protege now, a young lady named Morgan Turpin. She led most of the race last night. Somehow wound up second. I wasn't there, obviously. I was here. Mm-hmm. But we'll find out this morning because they're going to be on display here in Milton at Tires, Inc., a good friend of the tracks, from 11 to 1 this morning.
So, and what's cool about that is if you're coming to the show, you don't want to get pit passes, you can take the kids over there and let them see that these cars are just, I look at it like that, an Indy car, an F1 car as art. And I look at the Wing Sprint car as art. And you got to have a special set of something to drive them because you got the drivetrain.
Yeah.
Drivetrain,
well,
right not, between
not
your
legs. Not everybody, but, you know, yeah, it takes a lot of skill and a little bit of insanity and, you know, floor it and go, man. They, you know, you give them a good place to run, and they just put it on the mat and leave it there.
Now, I've heard the Cajuns are allowing the fuel injector cars to run with them now. Is that going to help boost numbers, or is that just a rumor I read on Facebook?
No, that's true. That's one of the few things on the internet that are true. And there was a little strife going on, and a couple of different series got put together. Like, yeah. What's going on? It's seemingly everywhere around the country nowadays in racing, and that's one of the bad parts of some of the things is tearing racing apart. And what they've done, they've joined forces now, the SOS series and the Cajun Sprinters. They've adopted USCS rules, which allow for injection or carburation. And what it's done now is it's increased the car counts and put everybody back together. We're expecting a great turnout and a great race here tonight at Southern.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about Southern Raceway for folks who don't know? You know, obviously it's in Milton. It's a little dry, but it's well worth it to go see this circus. You and I were involved with another dirt track in Loxley, which is now going to be probably a fishing hole more than anything else soon.
Yes, sadly.
Yeah, really, because that I had a lot of fun racing at that track. But how does that, you know, obviously it's a lot smaller than what we're used to at Loxley, but tell us about this track. Tell us about the banking. And when you come as a fan, what do you get to expect for some folks that haven't come?
Well, it's a 3/8. Deep South was a four-tenths, almost a half. This is a 3/8, the size of the old L.A. Raceway, if you remember that. That was a 3/8 race, yeah. Racetrack. That's what this is. We absolutely took too big of a swing last week at it and barely got it done, but we did. One of only 7 out of 20 that got the show in last week, so I'm proud of that.
That's nice.
But we've now had another week. And we've done a little more reshaping to it, trying to get it back to what it was back in the day that everybody keeps referring to. This is one of the longest continuously running dirt tracks in the area. This, you know, tracks have been through leaseholders and owners and management, and at one point or another, I may not be exactly correct on this, so I probably shouldn't say it on the internet. I think this is the only track in the area that's been in continuous operation since it opened sometime late 70s, early 80s.
That's amazing. And you can, you're a dirt fan. I mean, you're a racing fan like me, but there's something about dirt fans. They are so diehard loyal, and I'm not down in the asphalt, guys, because I know you guys are too, but it could be raining in a dirt fan's house, and they're going to still go to the track. Oh, yeah, that's just going to help the track, and we're going to get it in. If it's raining.
Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah. It takes a lot of water, especially here. You know, I get a lot of grief about the surface. I've only been here a couple weeks. I didn't bring my cape or my magic wand. So, you know, that's just not been enough time, especially for the major changes we've made, trying to get it back, like I said, to what everybody seems to relish at the good old days. But we need a little rain. We need moisture. Last week we had it all turned up, and we got a little too much. So, I mean, the track was pretty tacky and pretty wet all through the night, and this is Florida. We have sand. We're in Florida. Hello. And, you know, we're not in an Alabama clay pit, but you know, there's been over the years clay brought in, mud, dirt, who knows what's been dumped on this track over the years, but it's, you know, as you know, it's a whole different world right now. I can't just do some things to this track now that were done in the past. If it was just a matter of making a phone call and getting some Alabama clay, I would have had 100 trucks lined up at the gate Monday morning, but there's environmental issues, runoff, drainage. Mm. You know, you just can't do all that anymore. I don't want to be known as the guy that turned the Southern Raceway into a Superfund site.
Yeah. Well, you're right. You want to take it to the hardcore drivers, and obviously, you've got other classes tonight running besides the Cajuns. Who are we all going to see tonight?
We do. We actually have a full plate again tonight. We have the Cajuns are our premier class tonight. We're bringing them in from all over the region to come and race with us. We have our vintage cars, our modifieds, our pure stocks, and the Neesmith Street stocks will be in action tonight.
And again, how hard is it to find the track? If we're coming from Mobile, we're on the interstate, obviously you got to fight the traffic through the tunnel, but after that, where do we go?
Once you get past that, it's clear sailing, and then just come on into Florida. Go, if you're coming from Mobile, you'd be going east, obviously, so just past the rest area, which if you're coming that way, swing in the rest area, there's a really cool car wash feature right there at the exit ramp. You pull up and it squirts your car down, but anyway, I do that on the way home. But come past the rest area to exit 31. It's the next exit, Highway 87. Take that south off the interstate, and it's 2 miles exactly to a blinking yellow caution light, which is Nichols Lake Road. Take a left, come out about a mile, and we're on the right.
Well, and of course, GPS should work back there, but sometimes, hey, you're like I said, you're in rural Florida. So, I know it's not hard to find signs. Let me ask you real quick. I want to ask you two more things. We got about 3 or 4 more minutes. What has been the hardest part, Jay? I mean, granted, you've only been here a couple of weeks, but you were thrown to the wolves on this. So, yeah, come on, fix it, do it. And what's been the hardest thing? Is it the realization that saying, hey, guys, we will fix it, but it's not an overnight job? Is it dealing with drivers? Because I heard drivers complain.
Oh, no, really?
I heard them.
No, I mean, it's all been really enjoyable. I mean, I've looked forward to this my whole life, and it's been everything I ever imagined and a lot more. It wasn't the worst day of my life, but it was pretty close. But you know, I've got the full backing of the owners behind me. Right. I've got a great staff in place. You know, we've got a couple holes and some issues with staffing, but we'll correct those. Those are easy. And you know, the surface right now, my main priority is the surface for the racers, getting that back in shape, giving them a wide, smooth, evenly banked surface that they can race on 2 and 3 wide. And the toilets, I mean, that they were a problem. You can't hide from that. I have to use the same toilets, folks. I don't have an executive bathroom, so I wasn't pleased with that. But we threw plumbers, repairmen, cleaning people. We hired the lady who takes care of the bathrooms at Five Flags to take care of ours while we were open.
Yeah.
She starts today. So she's used to dealing with pretty much the, you know, your same group of people. So it should be much better.
Well, you were nice enough to let us give away a pair of tickets, and Facebook blew up. And I want to go ahead and say congratulations to Tammy Tipton. Tammy Tipton is going to be our winner tonight. So what does Tammy need to do to get these tickets?
All she needs to do is stop by at the front gate and show some ID, tell them who she is, and there'll be one pair of passes, two passes for general grandstand admission. Waiting at the gate, and thanks, Tammy, for playing along.
Yeah, absolutely. And real quick, we know all about Southern, but we have a mutual friend that has been struggling a little bit, and I want to get an update with our buddy Steve Williams with Performance Graphics. He had a car go through his building, but I've seen that he is still doing some work. Tell us how that's going.
Man, I'll tell you what, Steve is a great friend, a longtime friend, and a few weeks ago he had that unfortunate incident where somebody left the road and literally destroyed his shop that he's been building for years. But he moved back where it all started, to his garage in Silver Hill, and, you know, we kind of thought he was only going to be able to do some small stuff with an old cutter that he managed to piece back together, but... Yeah. Man, he's reached some agreements with other people, and he did a step van, a cargo van.
I saw that. I'm like, he's back in business.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, you can't stop Steve Williams. That guy is like the unstoppable force, and a great friend and one of the hardest working guys I've met. So, yeah, if you need some graphics work, hook him up. He's trying to do a pre-order thing, a pre-order special, where if you know you're going to need some graphics work in the future and you'll prepay, he'll make you not only a great deal, but, you know, you'll also help him get back on his feet. He wants to work his way back into business, and I think that's so cool.
Yeah, and I know he will. Well, I wish you good luck. I tell you, next week we're going to come out. If I wasn't racing tonight at MIS, we'd be there at Southern for the Cajuns, and we're going to make it back out there hopefully next weekend and come see the circus that you guys bring in. So wish you the best of luck, perfect weather, and have some fun with them wings, baby.
Right on, brother. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
All right, there you go. That's Jay Wells again, and I want to say thanks to everybody, and I'm sorry we couldn't get to the NASCAR Canaan Pro East Series. Current points leader, Ben Rhodes. Ben did try to call in while we were doing the interview right with Brandon Jones. Just didn't have time to get everything in because Brandon had a great talk. Again, congratulations to him from Dover, fourth at there, and also fourth at Bowman Gray. So these guys are driving it, man. Joe McArdle, congratulations for another great night of racing last night at Sunny South Raceway. And Tim Bryant's got the circus coming tonight again. Pro late models, but after that, the Demolition Derby. You'll see the Modifieds, My Class to Bombers, and the Sportsmen. So there's lots to go on. We wish you the best of luck. Always, you can keep track of what we're doing at the track online at Full Throttle Racing with Kane. That's not hard to find right off of Facebook. Also, of course, we're on Twitter. We just started that, and that's at FTR Kane. So we're ready to go. You guys have a great weekend. God bless you. And I say I love you, Mom, and we'll see you soon. And again, I also want to say my brother, Dustin Long, who travels with NASCAR, fell yesterday at Pocono, broke his leg. Thinking about you too, brother. We love you.